So welcome to another installment of The Director's Chair. Today we are talking to Tracy Deer about her new film, Beans.
My name is Tehagandakwa.
Tehagandakwa.
Or you can call me Beans. Everybody does.
The occupation of an ancient pine forest on the Mohawk Reserve of Ganazadage is in its fourth month. The people here are protecting a burial ground from being leveled for a golf course expansion by the neighboring town of Oka.
What's happening? Daddy!
What is going on here?
We're taking the bridge.
Oh, hi! You want to use this bridge? This is Indian land!
Honey, you need to be able to stand up for what's important to you.
I want to be tough like you.
Okay. Prove it.
Raise your elbows. As long as you're punching, she can't.
Ow!
If you can't feel pain, then no one can hurt you.
Oh, my God.
What did you do?
We paid good money for those clothes.
But I like it.
Hey, sis. Who's your hot friend?
I'll drink that if you won't.
Nah, she'll drink it.
You ready to talk?
Why are you looking at us like that? Hey, answer me!
Do you understand what is at stake here? If they hate us, we suffer.
Oh my God.
Get on the floor now. Get on the floor!
Not like other girls. Something special about you.
My name is Tehagandakwa.
One part, a coming-of-age story, Beans also puts into historical context the Oka crisis of the summer of 1990. So through archival footage and the central protagonist of the film. First of all, congratulations on the film. And can you describe basically your excitement for audiences to return to theaters, some of who are returning for the first time to experience your film onto the big screen?
First off, thank you so much for the congratulations. I am so excited. For my own personal interest of getting back into the theaters. I just love going to the movies. But the fact that my own movie is now going to be playing in theaters across the province, and that people might be coming out to see it for the first time in a year and a half, really, it's overwhelming. It's very exciting. And I think even beyond that is how people receive the film and what they get from the film. And, you know, the biggest thrill and the whole reason we do what we do is for that impact that our work can have on an audience. So it's a really exciting time for me.
All right. So Beans is a coming of age film for the central protagonist, but it's also a historical film at the same time. So how did these two genres come to merge for this film in particular?
Well, this has always been a story I've wanted to tell. I was a 12-year-old girl during the Oka crisis, and I was also 12 years old when I decided I wanted to be a filmmaker when I grew up. So this is the ultimate passion project. And those two qualities that you've just mentioned, the coming of age and the historical fiction, they came about because that is the essence of what this story is about. I experienced that summer firsthand, and it had a devastating effect on my sense of self-worth and my sense of safety, and really defined my life, my whole life, not just my adolescence, but my whole life. And this is the story I've always wanted to tell. And it just so happens it takes place 30 years ago. So we made a period film to get the story across.
Perfect. So as it is a period film too, I love how the film also uses archival footage of the historical event in this film, as well as the coming of age experience for the historical context. So what was the process or the experience of going through all of the archival footage to put into the film?
Yes. So I started my career as a documentary filmmaker, and two of my feature documentaries dealt with the Oka crisis. And so over the years, I have gone through all of those archives twice over. So in the writing of this film, already very aware of what was out there. And so that helped shape where in the film it went, what themes those moments would take. You know, there's four archival moments in the movie, and each one deals with a specific theme. And when it came time, again, to work on those portions, again, it was just reaching out to all of the news agencies that are still in existence who have this archival footage, putting out that request, and then it all coming back to us. And then in the edit, you start building these moments.
So being an undergraduate inside the history department and having taken many classes that have discussed the crisis and this moment inside of history, I've never come across inside of these lessons the level of like hateful racism or even the upfront violence that the film depicts inside of the film. So maybe I can ask you, what would you want audiences to take away from this film or learn from this film that wasn't taught to them inside of school about this moment inside of history?
That this is a really, really ugly testament to what this country is capable of. Mm-hmm. And that this is a terrible legacy that we have, that we do have to rectify. And I'm not surprised that you haven't learned about it, but it also just makes me really angry to hear that. There's one thing 30 years ago, I remember the media's portrayal to be very one-sided and biased, but to learn that history courses are also not teaching them the truth about that event. Mm-hmm. I hate hearing that. I hate hearing that. And it's time that we were honest about our history and look at it from every perspective. You know, I think often history is, it's removed from the humanity. You know, mm-hmm. everyday people live through these things and it has devastating effects. And I think that's what we have to focus on, because when we focus on that, then we can be motivated to make sure that history doesn't repeat itself.
True. That is true. Instead of going through dates and facts, you know, you have
exactly.
a more human approach to what actually happened from a human level, taking the genre of the coming of age story as, you know, the human element to the historical film, which is very genius, if you don't mind me saying.
Thank
but
you.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to remind our listeners that you can catch Beans inside of select cities and theaters where theaters are open July 2nd. And I will put all the information onto social media of where it's coming out inside of Montreal. So finally, we like to end our interviews with normally a fun question that sometimes perplexes our interviewers. But if you can name one movie that you've seen recently this year, that you feel that you need to tell everyone to go out and watch, which movie would that be?
Oh boy. So listen, I never do well with these questions. You know, I'm often asked, you know, what are some of your favorite films or what are the films that have influenced you? And as a film studies major, I really studied the history of film, and my influences sort of really span. So now to think about a film I've seen in the last year, oh my goodness. You know, as soon as we hang up, I'm going to think of five, but to be put on the spot like this, I'm not sure which one I want to say.
Have you seen a new film this year that you could say onto with quite certainty that people should seek out?
I've certainly seen some films, absolutely. Okay. And I'm really racking my brain, but I'm so sorry. It's like gone completely blank with the pressure.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. So once again, I'll remind our listeners that you can catch Beans playing inside of select cities where theaters are open onto July 2nd. Tracy Dear, thank you again for this wonderful interview.
Thank you so much for having me and for drawing attention to the film. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.